And welcome back to Vikings Game Plan from Mankato, Minnesota, home of Vikings training camp. This is the Verizon winning formula with Mike Wobshaw from Vikings.com. You just saw some Chris Carter related footage from the Hall of Fame in Canton, Ohio. Mike Wobshaw, along with members of the Vikings Entertainment Network, had the opportunity to go to Canton and chronicle exactly what Chris was going through. What were your thoughts?
I love going there, Paul, and we've had the opportunity to go there a few times the last few years because Vikings have gone in. And to me, the biggest thing is here are these players that played at an elite level for a long time and have been cloaked in stardom. And in this moment, you have them stripped down to their purest form, and they're vulnerable and they're grateful. And to see them in that moment, I think, is really special.
Let's stay with wide receivers, but bring it up to 2013 for the Verizon winning formula on offense. Speaking of receiving, what do you think is more imperative for the team to execute and why to have the best record? Leading receiver in terms of receptions, Kyle Rudolph or Greg Jennings, or maybe a true wide receiver?
You know, to me, what would signal more success in the passing game is if it was a wide receiver. I think Kyle Rudolph is going to have double-digit touchdowns this year. You know, but he came close to that last year, Paul, and no one would call our passing game a success. So I think it has to be someone that plays the wide receiver position. And it doesn't have to be 100 catches and 1,500 yards. Maybe it's 75 catches, and maybe it's 8 touchdowns. But the key to me is explosion. We have to be able to explode in the passing game to offset what teams do to us to stop Adrian.
Let's stay with the common thread on today's Vikings game plan. With the Texans game coming up this evening, we've had a defensive bent. So what's the winning formula for the Vikings' overall defense to improve this 2013 season?
To me, it's pass defense, and we saw a little bit of improvement in that area last season. Alan Williams' first season as defensive coordinator, we went from last in the league in passer rating allowed to 25th. That's a pretty good jump. I'd like to see as much of a jump, maybe even a little bit greater this season, Paul. And I think you have Harrison Smith coming into his second season, Josh Robinson into his second season. Those two guys made some plays in the secondary last season. Add Xavier Rhodes to that mix. Add maybe some improvement with our nickel linebackers. You bring Des Bishop into the mix. You know, I think the Vikings can improve against the pass. And the thing that's important is the pass rush. That marries your pass coverage, and I think the Vikings have a strong pass rush.
And a big part of that pass rush could be the first of three first-round selections in the most recent draft. Sharif Floyd, a defensive tackle from Florida. He played for the Gators. Very, very high-level program. What's his winning formula this year?
You know, Sharif is going to have a little bit of a luxury here as long as Kevin Williams stays healthy, because he's going to get to play behind Kevin, who still plays at a high level. Kevin is not the 2004 Kevin. He'll be the first to tell you that, but he can still be effective. I see Sharif maybe coming into that nickel package that we just talked about and being a pass rusher on third down. I don't see Sharif playing 60 snaps a game and dominating as a rookie. I think he can do that subsequently in later seasons, but in his rookie season, I see Sharif playing 30, 35, 40 snaps and still making an impact, especially as a pass rusher.